Okay. So we're still in Perikei, dealing with the different levels and degrees of how the Yetzer Hara attacks a person depending on the level he's on. It's a step ladder. You start at the bottom. It comes with very basic tainas. You have terutzim. As you grow, you grow. It comes with more sophisticated tainas. We were grappling last time, if I'm not mistaken, with the with COVID, and then the last thing we saw is it gets you to ignore. Just 1 second. Oh. It gets you to just he distracts you basically from your avodah and olam haba by focusing and getting you to think and bothered about all the inyanim of olam hazeh, business, etc., etc. That's what we're busy dealing with. So we said we picked this up here on Daf Mem Daled. Hasiva madua shayetsa moitzi gishu alecho matzliach la'aridir lamach shavoisecho ihurim elu. But how does the Yetzirah manage to do that? We talk about somebody who's climbed and been through a lot of struggles. He's got to a very elevated level. That the Yetzer Hara is to come with all these different tricks and whatever. So how is the Yetzer Hara able to inject into our thoughts, into our minds, these thoughts? He explains, we have to try and unravel what he's driving at here. We dedicate to our Maisim Toivim only the guf. We do what we have to do, but we don't invest any thought, any mind to this mitzvahs, your Maisim Toivim. If we do it with a directed mind and with focusing our thoughts, when you're over to Hashem and the Yetzirah comes with all sorts of tainas and all sorts of distractions, you're in the middle of davening, gets you to think about business, or you're doing some mitzvah or whatever, or you have to run from davening early. Well, whatever the can't find ourselves in here a little bit. Well, the reason he's able to do it is because you're not focused and dedicated in your mind to what you're doing. You're doing the mitzvahs for sure. Anybody watching you from outside, watching us from outside, would see us doing the mitzvah, but where's your head? Okay, so that's not poshut. The only cure I'm aware of, maybe you have others, like to hear what you think, the only cure that I know. For this is hachana, like we say by tefillah. Because there's to prepare for tefillah. You can't just blunt into tefillah and daven and expect that you're going to have full concentration. You're going to know what you're doing. But there's to prepare. Whenever you're about to do something, it requires to stop 1 second. Purim, for example, if a person doesn't prepare himself before Purim, it's not shaykh. Main chutzah, it's a little bit easier, but in Eretz Yisrael, Purim is mamash, mamash. It's so hard to stay calm and to be and to just. Just ignore what's going on around you. It's very, very difficult. And to stay calm and not get upset and not get angry and not. It's a mod kasher. So, how do you do that? If you're waiting for Purim to do that, you'll never do it. It takes through preparation. Poor person has to think and imagine what am I going to look like? How am I going to deal with this? When this happens and this happens, how am I going to stay calm? It requires a chana. All these things require a lot of preparation. If you just go into a situation and you're not prepared for it, it's gonna throw you. whether the Yetzer Hara comes to you with thinking about money and business or whatever, or where much feeds you because he gets the guy next to you to daven loud, and then you can't concentrate because you're getting irritated with him and you start thinking, what's the matter with him? Doesn't know the halacha, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. The Yetzer has got lots of tools to keep us, you know, very distracted from our mission. So if one's prepared, you're prepared, you know how to deal with it. And then you when it happens, you're prepared. But if you're not prepared, you've got no chance. So there's more chashuv here as well. You know that when you're Isaac and Avodas Hashem, you have to try and stay focused, and you know the Yetzer is going to much feed you. As you have to think about what you're about to do and think about what you'll do when the Yetzer comes and starts my finger. Okay, that's again, Achona is a big cure for most of our problems. Okay, let's take the next step. We'll do all the work we need and we'll prepare, and the Yetzer will come and he'll try and mafriad, he'll try and get you upset, he'll try and whatever, or with the Yurim that he mentioned, he'll get you thinking about business and whatever. Don't think he's finished with you, by the way. He ain't finished with you. He's going to come and he's going to put it to your head more money and what he says here. He does stumais. Start giving it, I don't exactly know what he means, but chidot stumos. Chidot or those, you know, difficult questions or whatever. They don't have too much relevance to anybody. And other things that you have to think about a lot. It'll get you thinking about all sorts of interesting conundrums and all sorts of difficult philosophical questions. Again, I'm reading in here. I don't know what the Mephoshim say. I have to have a look. There's no Pitchei Levi. I didn't say anything. So, but I'm guessing again. I think that's what he means. That he'll have you thinking about all sorts of you know, interesting philosophical conundrums and whatever. And you'll dedicate a lot of time to these things. So Adam Shuhu Stachakan Shayach or Klafim or Metzrakim Doimim. Oh wow, sorry. Ula Adam Shuhu Sachkan Shayach or Klafim or Metzrakim Doimim. Oh, seems to have always had the same problem that we have with games. A person's he's a guy that likes playing. He plays shachmat, or he plays chess, or he plays cards, or any other similar kinds of games. Mara yetzer b'dimyoyne kilu mitzchak munach lefono v'ala lachshov eize tzad alav lasot koidem v'eize achakach u'eize tachbules natzeches yirivoy. In the middle of a complicated chess game, so a person gets up to daven shmone esrei. So while he's davening, or while he's doing avodas Hashem, the Yetzer comes to him and says, "Wait, 1 second. If he moves there, he moves there. If he does this, he does that." People that are interested in sport or whatever, that you don't have to be an actual player. You can just be a spectator, and you can be doing that. You don't have to actually play the sport. Just being a spectator, or being a fan of a particular game or sport or whatever. When you're busy thinking about the game, you know, they're playing the finals on Shabbos, and you're busy thinking the whole of Shabbos about who won, you know, like it's going to help. But there's a well-known Yetzer Hara. The games people play today don't keep you too busy thinking because they're pretty mindless. But a person who's a chess expert or whatever, he's gonna be thinking about these things. Interesting that he goes from getting you to think about business that he can't get you to think about. It's an amazing insight, the Chosin of Olavos here. Just struck me now. The Yetzer Hara can't get you. You're on a level already where he's come to get you to start thinking about business and about Panos and Olamadika Zeh things and whatever to distract you from your Avodas Hashem, but he hasn't been Matzliach. So what does he throw at you? Games. It's easier to maltreat a person according to this with games than it is to maltreat him with his business and his thoughts. Amazing, because it's harder. It's the Yetzer is going up and up and up the whole time. So when it comes to business, he can't beat you. You've worked that one out. You've solved that problem. So now he comes and he throws Pac-Man at you. Well, interesting, huh? Very interesting. Okay, you have to be careful. Rubas Real Zatzalo used to say the biggest problem today is just Hesech Hadas. Is this issue? He's just playing games. It's not that we're doing anything intrinsically evil or bad. Pay attention, you don't destroy my world. You see, Hesech Hadas can destroy your world. The moment of Hesech Hadas, you can destroy your world. And it's games. Today the Yetzer Hara doesn't have that much to throw at us. We're not busy thinking about philosophical dilemmas and Aristotle and all these difficult, complex things, are we, Davinish Monestro? We're playing games. It's not possible. Sorry. It's mamash, it's a pillar. It's quite frightening. I've never seen it before. I'm a little bit isolated, but I was a few years ago, I was in North America, I was fundraising, and I spent Shabbos with somebody. What's the Shabbos? After they made a dollar, the kids sat down in front of this computer screen. The screen must have been, it was the size of the wall of the house. I've never seen anything so big in my life. It was like a proper movie, like you go to the movies, like a big screen. And the kids were sitting there, their headphones on, and they were busy playing a game. And I was watching, it was fascinating. I mean, it was like a real life war. They were mamash in this major battle or whatever. But I understand, I thought they were playing the machine until I realized they're actually playing somebody else. And they have somebody else who's online, who's in another part of town, who's on each side. It was a whole gangster. I couldn't believe what was going on. There were like 50 people playing this game all over the world. Like we three people in different parts of the world were busy learning to play together. They were busy fighting, you know, fighting the space invaders or whatever they were fighting. I don't know what they were. I don't know who was killing who. It was a mess. But anyway, I couldn't believe it. And the father told me, there's no way you can get these kids to stop playing. It's a full-time occupation. There's strategies and there's books written about it. And it's a whole kind of, was like, mama shocked. I said, these 14-year-olds, mama, gone, finished. You can't get to go to Avos Habonim. You can't get to do anything because they've got to play the game and it's stolen when everybody else is available. So anyway, there's no shortage of distractions that the Yetzer Hara uses today with us. Anyway, let's say you managed to overcome these Ihurim. He's a Talmud Chochem, he understands. He's prepared for Isaac Rak Betoyda v'Yerushamayim. His whole head, his head is kulu taken up with Toyra and Yerushamayim. What's so bad about that? He's a Talmud Chochem. He's only Oisek in Torah and Yerushalayim. The Yetzer is going to get him to learn some difficult sugya. And he's gonna bother him with questions and answers. Kushiya v'turut, and he's gonna show him all the places that need deep thought about this particular subject. It's beer law, and he'll start enticing him with all the things he hasn't learned yet. And he'll encourage him to learn those subjects. That means when a person's Oisek in some kind of pulus of avodas Hashem, that's not the time to be thinking and learning. It means that the frumus Yetzer Hara. He's gonna get you while you're being Oved Hashem. He's gonna get you to start thinking in kashas and sugyas, and you didn't, how does this toisa step with this, and how does this work with this, and you haven't learned this sugya, and what about maybe if you learn more Rambam, you'll understand, and he'll get you torahed and all of that, and then your Oved Hashem is gonna go down the drain. What else is the Yetzer Hara gonna do? He can't throw games at you. You don't have that in your head. You're Oisek Rak B'Torah V'Yerushalayim. That's all you have. The Yetzer Hara is going to come and he's going to slog you up in your Torah and Yerushalayim. He's going to get you thinking in sugyas at the wrong time. It's not going to be easy. How are you going to shut down your learning in order to go do this mitzvah? Right now, you're supposed to be thinking about the chayla that you're busy visiting, or the tefillah that you're busy davening, or the lulav that you're busy, whatever it is, whatever mitzvah you're isek in. And the Yetzer Hara is going to dray your kop. I mean, Alavah, we had that problem. When was the last time you couldn't daven because you know the tefillos was bothering you? You know, Alavah, we would have those kind of problems. You know, you can't go to the bathroom because you can't shut down. You know, you just can't. Chaim Shmuel Levitz used to pace up and down outside the bathroom with veins popping out of his forehead, trying to stop learning so he could go to the bathroom. Okay, those are not the problems we're facing. Well, it seems there is that in you. You get up from Shia and you go Daven Mincha, and you'll be thinking about something in the Shia. That's Yetzer Hara. According to who it was, one of the Gedolim was the Goyin. The Goyin in the middle of, I heard this Meister not long ago. The Goyin had a certain kasha. I can't remember the details. He had a certain kasha that had been bothering him for a long time. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I don't know if you saw this in Shirei Betila. I don't know where I saw this Meister. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he was mitgamen to Mahalach how to deal with this problem. And he decided to stop for a second and just place the thought there so it wouldn't go away. But then he carried on davening. And afterwards, he couldn't remember what he had. He couldn't remember it. Forgot it. And he realized, because when you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you're supposed to be davening Shmoneh Esrei. Had he not stopped that moment just to collect his thoughts and put it aside and come back to it, he would have had it afterwards. He realized there was an insight. He distracted himself from davening for 1 second with a difficult sugar that he was learning or whatever it was. I can't remember the details. It was a so that's a double statement. That first of all, statement about how choshuv tefillah is. When you're davening, even learning has no place. But it's also an understanding of how the Yetzer Hara can get you to lose both. You'll lose your learning and your tefillah if you allow it in. Okay, those are high levels.
If a person doesn't guard himself against all these different tricks of the Yetzer Hara, it'll come out that everything that a person does in Avodas Hashem, from the beginning till the end, His mind is always going to be clouded and distracted with things that apply to Olam Hazeh. And it even come to where a person standing in front of Hashem and he's asking Hashem to forgive him for the sins that he's done. At that moment, that he's asking for mechila. He's going to be quite possible that he's Isaac in Navera while he's doing it. Well, because you're slich kazois, I'm a palm tzaddik echad. Because you're slich is kazoit, the una, because you're slich. A vidui like that needs a vidui. You need a vidui for your vidui. You need slich for your vidui. In the middle of doing vidoy, he's elsewhere. Also, liskaken litchanel Hashem ba'avarov, ba'od shebeliboy ubepniyosoy. Kolo choishav laklal. He's busy asking for Hashem. He's busy davening to Hashem. He's pleading to Hashem with his goof. His lips are twitching, but his mind and his innerness, his inner world, are completely no shaychus at all. With your lips and your mouth, you're honoring me. But your mind's very far away from you. Yeah, your lips are twitching, no question. They're twitching and they're saying the right words. But where are you? I'm not in the picture at all. I'm somewhere else. Same idea, Tehillim. You open your mouth and your tongue, and but your heart is really not, your mind isn't really so good with me, Hashem says. So that's how far these distractions can go. Well, for us, we have to find a place where we can do this without getting totally, get so distracted by not being distracted. It's another one. We have to be careful how we, again, these things are subtle. And a little for sure the person has to find in your world, in your small place, the first broch of Shmoneh Esrei, let's say, focus on that. You're not going to get through the whole of Shmoneh Esrei without thinking other thoughts. Don't know, maybe you can. If you can, you're enormously great. The Bach already says in the tour there, the Bach already says that to be governed all the way through Tefillah is impossible. It's not Shaykh. But at least the first bracha, the first three brachas, let's say, the first bracha, the first three brachas, to at least try, prepare and focus and just, you know, it's hard. It's an opportunity. I find it hard. Birkus Kohanim for me is a big issue. Birkus Kohanim is mamash, the Eis Rotzon. It's the pinnacle of the Eis Rotzon of Tefillah. Birkus Kohanim. If you double the Sfadi, Meli, you go find a Sfadi dominion there in Miami, you'll hear Birkus Kohanim in Miami. Rav Aaron Leibzatzal, when he was in America, or you just love and shachris to the Sfadi, so he wouldn't miss Birkus Kohanim. Anyway, so it comes to Birkus Kohanim, and you want to have Kavana because there's a Tefillah ma'od mot chashuv. And I can sometimes miss Birkus Kohanim. I mean, I'm there, I hear it, I say, oh, man. Oh, well, it's the end of Tefillah already, you know, you've been through the whole of Chazaras Hashatz, whatever, and suddenly you realize, hey, I wasn't there. Lo iti sham. Wasn't there Bichlal. So maybe even there, say the first Brach Shmoneh Esrei, because Kohanim, to listen to the guy when he's saying Kaddish, a lot of places where we're actually capable of holding some of these, you know, just get the mind in place. Anyway. Oh, well, in Bikat Sa'adam, mitardom hois be'esayi, v'yasal atzmach cheshbon ha'nefesh. If a person will grab hold of yourself, and you'll do some cheshbon ha'nefesh, v'yayim el ha'atzmai, and he'll say to himself, ha'yitochen shet na'eg im ha'boira, v'tzuru shelo nochen, v'tzidi, l'itna'ag bo'i, afilu im b'nei adam v'shah sh'ani zokuk lehem. Is it possible that I will behave with the boy Adam in this way, which is not, it's not right to even behave to people like this. When you need somebody and you're talking to him, and you're not even thinking about what you're saying, you're not even thinking about him. Someone's busy talking to you. Somebody phones you up. This happens. Mamish, this happens. I'm sure you've had this happen to you. Somebody phones you up. They need you for something. In a little conversation, he's talking to somebody else. Somebody else walks to him. He starts talking to him and leaves you hanging on the phone. Never happened to you? Never happened to you, right? It happens to me often. He doesn't say, excuse me, sorry, can you just hold on 1 second? He's busy in mid-sentence. He's talking to you. And he starts talking to someone else and walking to the room. It's a little bit sadder. The lawyer fair, that's almost irritating. You phone me because you need me for something, yeah? And then you're talking to somebody else in the room with that. That's what he's talking about, yeah. So we're talking to Hashem. Bavakesh memeno is a double bepiv. Poet shilibo einu choyshev alav klal. Huyaki zoi salai. The Ray who you must be gonna be. You'll get interviews, you'll put on the phone. Of course you can. He's sort of lamized because he's surely not gonna fulfill your request. But I just come over come shimu yodesh and manic es machtavoisa but dvorim shiny lurtsoino el magizi moi so alai. Never mind, you're just thinking about something else. But what happens if he knows you're thinking about something that's the opposite of what he wants and what opposite of what he believes and mamash upsets him what you say? What you're thinking? His hatred for you will get even bigger. And he'll be more justified in not fulfilling your request. And he says about himself, don't feel bad. If somebody would come and mavakish something from him and he'd behave like that, he said, for sure, there's no ways I would be able to fulfill his requests. How can you behave towards a Kodesh Baruch in a way that you don't want people to behave towards you? Yatsu chalash kamaini, a little weakling like me. I don't want someone to behave like this to me. When I'm talking to somebody, I want them to at least be thinking that they're talking to me. Not talking to somebody else in the middle of while you're talking to me or thinking about something else.
I feel embarrassment. It means, again, this is a famous Chovas Solovavus approach to things, is don't behave to a Kodesh Baruch Hu the way you don't want people to behave to you. You don't want people to behave to you like that. Why are you doing that to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? When you're talking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, at least think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a lot pashut, by the way. Never mind Shmona Esrei, which takes maybe 5 to 10 minutes. About benching, which takes 2 minutes. It's hard to think about Hashem even when you're benching. What Kiyach always used to say, he said, nobody asks you to think about Hashem's stub, but when you talk to him, at least then's not a bad time to think about him. But the Chovas Solovavus thing, it's not so pashut. We're talking about a person who's got to a very high level, the Chovas Solovavus. The person he's described, he has gone through enormous nishtoinus to get to the point where he is. And that's embarrassing if you stop and just think about it a little bit. When you make this cheshbon an effort for yourself, this cheshbon, which means in the time where I don't want people to behave like that to me, and I get irritated. Dafka, I tell you, I hang up the phone sometimes. I mummit get irritated. You're talking to somebody, starts talking to someone else in the room. If you need him, it's different. You have to put up with it. But he's phoning me because he needs me. I just hang up. But I do it to Hashem all the time. I don't want him to hang up on me. That's the cheshbon an effort you have to do. As you shabber a yetsa v'yechter atridoto v'machshavois of zoris p'shashu eivres Hashem, you do this cheshbon nefesh and you work on it and you practice and you pischu pesach kachurus v'machad. You daven to Kosh Boch will help you. You'll be able to be less bothered by this yetsa hara when you eivres Hashem. Requires cheshbon nefesh. Requires cheshbon nefesh. And the cheshbon is a poshut cheshbon. It's not a difficult cheshbon to make. It's insulting when you're talking to somebody and you're busy, you're on your phone. You're talking to somebody and you're busy playing on your phone. That happened to you also sometimes, I'm sure. Yeah, you're talking to somebody, while you're talking to him, he's busy sending messages or whatever, you know. In the middle of shiur, someone's playing with his phone under the table. You lock it, you know. But that's what I'm doing with myself. I do the same thing to Hashem as the cheshbon ma'od ma'od poshut. It's embarrassing, like Yirmiyah the Navi says. It's embarrassing. Okay. Be safe. Be good. Kol ha'brochas v'yeshuas. It comes from Purim, which will be zeichet to all of their mamash b'karov. I don't know what's going on next week. Let's see, Matzah Shem, we'll be together next week. You're getting your emails, Elif. I need to be in touch with you. I'll just send you an email if you have a problem. Yeah.
Absolutely, I'm getting my emails.
Okay, very good. Jonathan, be good, be blessed, take good care.
Thank you.
All the good ones. We appreciate it, Rabbi.
Take care. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.